Why self a life, bitch? Yeah, fuck you, your mom, and everything else. Free to go. That's my best friend, that's my best friend. Bless me. Big old booty bitch message from Texas. What's next? I'ma skeet all the niggas gon' catch me. Catch me. And that's my bestie, my bestie, my best friend. Go best friend. Nigga living TTG and everything is still on fleek. Bad bitch rolling with me, she gon' smile cause she on fleek. $100,000 at my pay, my shit on fleek. Yeah. Take them boys to school. Yeah. Swagger number three. Yeah. Bitch, I'm bleeding back. Yeah. Like a bumblebee. Yeah. Holla. Holla. Oh. Nigga, proceed. Yeah. I'ma eat that booty. Jedi groceries. Yeah. Eat on that goody. Yeah. Lay that bitch down like they do it. No type of bitch, eat that wood, eat that wood. Supply your bitch, I got pistols, no wood. Hop on tacos that are making good. Helicopter chopping with the bud. Stomp them rats inside them if they nudge. Bang that other side, nigga, curse. Have my reefer louder than the speaker. Yeah, my niece is hanging with the Beatles. If you ever find a better keeper. 37 cameras for the sneakers. Going out like Oscar Benny Siegel. Send a cop, I can't wait to mistreat him. Forcing your hoe, I can't wait to mislead him. And beat him, they my people. That's my best friend, that's my best friend. Bless me. Big old booty bitch message from Texas. What's necessary? I'ma skeet all the niggas gon' catch you, catch you. And that's my bestie, my bestie, my best friend. Go best friend. Nigga living TTG and everything is still on fleek. Bad bitch rolling with me, she gon' smile cause she on fleek. $100,000 at my pen, my shit on fleek. Yeah. Let me tell you how I spent a couple hundreds today. I done cut back on that lean, I'm on that hit him do say. Don't do no talking when you see him, you better shoot him and say. I got 100 bitches that can't wait to replay.
Bugger, that's a nigga, bugger, that's a moonwalker.
The sign for me, two shots. Me a horny goat, I'm bullying at the pool stop. No, I can't get arrested, cause I'm talking about my necklace. I'ma put that bitch in the book, I'm a dog. They get stuck, my little sister, dog. He don't like it, chums and give me love. But I'm good, hit your cup, call my bud, bring my buck. Your crew suck, don't got buck, these ain't drugs, nigga.
That's my best friend, that's my best friend. Bless me. Big old booty bitch message from Texas. What's necessary? I'ma skeet all the niggas gon' catch you, catch you. And that's my bestie, my bestie, my best friend. Go best friend. Nigga living TTG and everything is still on fleek. Bad bitch rolling with me, she gon' smile cause she on fleek. $100,000 at my pen, my shit on fleek. Yeah.
Good afternoon, world. It's your girl, Justice Lane, and you already know you're tuned into IFM Radio. I'm live right now in Overtown, Miami. We're at the Youth Center. We're going to get involved with the kids. We're going to have all ranges and ages of children, ranges. I'm sorry, I'm trying to listen to something. But we're going to have a whole bunch of kids. You're live, so you're listening until, let me see what time it is, 2 o'clock. But you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I Am Justice Lane. Shout out to Save the Kids Foundation, also Chef and Team. And we're going to hear about the event.
Touching Miami with Love, they want us to put installation of the Chef and Kids program in two of their centers. One that's here, actually a couple blocks away on 6th Ave, and then the other one there is in Homestead. And there they actually have access to more farms, and we can do a bigger type of Chef and Kids movement over there. Once we get that going, they also want us to start other youth programs with them. One is a music program where they actually want us to help them build out a music studio in their center to teach kids, you know, music and engineering and things like that.
Yeah, I'm on board a program called WOMAC, World of Music.
Okay, sounds familiar. Let me actually give you my cards before I forget, so you guys have it.
That's exactly what we do.
Okay. Okay. So we can probably, you know, even partner up with you guys and collaborate and make that happen. You know, they also want us to create a dance program where we put in the mirrors and the poles and create like a dance, you know, a studio for our dance type of program where we teach the kids dance, you know, all kinds of dancing, whether it be hip-hop or ballet or whatever the case may be, whatever they're interested in, you know. And through that, we'll bring different teachers to teach them the different styles, you know. With the Chef and Kids program, we actually take the kids to different restaurants. Every graduating event will be at a different restaurant. And the kids that graduate will be bringing back in as assistants to help us teach the new kids and kind of learn what it is to be a mentor for the younger kids. And through visiting all these different restaurants, they will develop the skills where they can be master chef themselves or maybe just be encouraged to follow the culinary arts and get involved in that. And then if not, then they at least become resourceful in the sense where they, hey, how's it going, my brother? Where they're at least inspired to grow their own garden in their backyard or tell mom and dad, hey, take a break today. I want to cook for you guys because I learned how to cook some good dishes. You know what I mean? And again, that will help bring that function that we need in our communities. Our communities are suffering right now because they lack in resources. They lack in resources because they don't know how to provide them for themselves. And they've been taught to be dependent off the welfare system and everything else that the government offers them for free. Where, you know, it's not actually free because they're paying a big price for it. You know what I mean? They're not able to live life and travel and actually see what life is all about. They end up basically just working 9 to 5, sometimes 2 jobs, 3 jobs, just to be able to pay all their bills. And they don't live. They're working to survive.
Yeah.
So with them being able to grow their own food, now they go to the grocery store less. You know, we'll be teaching them through other programs. We have something that we're, you know, we started called Creative and Resourceful Handymen.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching kids, you know, basic handyman skills. But because we know that there's also girls interested, we're changing the name to Creative and Resourceful Beings,
okay.
You know. And then we'll be teaching young boys and girls how to do basic fixes. You know, we can teach a young boy and a girl how to put in a new toilet in 15 minutes. You know what I mean? It doesn't take long. It just takes 2 people to be able to carry the toilet and flip it, you know, and know about the rack swing and all that type of stuff and not over-tighten it to crack it and all that stuff. Real easy things. You know, we can teach them how to replace their sinks, how to, you know, put electrical outlets in, two-way switches and things like that, so that now they don't have to call a handyman that's going to charge them $80 just to show them what's wrong and then another $80 an hour to come in and fix it, which they don't have.
Yeah.
You know, we'll teach them basic landscaping skills so that they can mow their own lawns and take care of their own backyard, so now they don't got to call that guy in. And through this, we'll help them become more resourceful, self-sufficient, and at the end of the day, when you have enough people like this in the community itself becomes self-sustaining.
Yes.
So that is what we have identified as the solutions to create change. Forget about the voting. Forget about the religions and praying for people. These are things that we have discovered that tend to divide people. So if you choose a certain religion, you've already divided yourself from all the other religions, and now you're not working together. Now you're joining a mass of people that are saying, our church is the right one. We're the church of God. Forget about that church. If you decide to be a Democrat or Republican, now you've already chosen a side, and there's no way that you can unite forces with those other people that have been, you know, programmed to hate you, you know. So we've decided we're not going to get involved in politics or religions. You know, we're going to stay open-minded, teach other people how to be open-minded, and teach other people that if you were born in China, you'd be believing in Buddha. If you were born in India, you'd be believing in Krishna. So why fight about whether Jesus or Horus or any of these people are the right ones?
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of the day, read the books and take out the good and forget about the bad. You know, because in order to feed you lies, they got to feed you some truth. They got to be mixed in with the truth. So it's our job to find that truth and let that truth guide us. And for the most part, all of our answers are inside of us. Our instincts, our little voice inside tells you what's right and what's wrong. So as long as you follow that, you can't go wrong. You know what I mean? That works along with your brain and your heart. They work together to give you the right answers, you know. So these are the kind of things that we want to kind of share with the kids. You know, don't get too caught up in the books and all that stuff. You want to learn from experience. Experience is going to be your best teacher.
Yeah.
You know, I can present to you a book, you know, as a scholar. And just because I'm a scholar and I have all these degrees doesn't mean that I'm right. Even scientists themselves go back on findings that they've been telling you are the right for 20, 30, 50, you know, 100,000 years. And then finally they find out, hey, we were wrong. Sorry, guys. This is the way it is. So the best way to do it is to learn from your own experience, from your own findings. You know that pepper is spicy because you put it in your mouth. You know that that beef stings because you had it in your hand and it stung you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So this is what we're trying to teach the kids. Let experience guide you. Question everything. If you feel a little bit of doubt, if something seems a little skeptical or fishy about what something has taught you, question it. Do your research. Do your own experience research and learn what the right answer is. You know, but don't let things program you because somebody has taught you this is the good book. this is what has all the answers. Meanwhile, you read chapters like Leviticus, and it tells you, you know, all kinds of ugly things. It's judging people. It's telling you you're going to die a million deaths if you don't obey your master and all this type of stuff, you know. And you're like, obey my master? You know, I'm going to burn a million deaths, you know. You know, I look at it in a sense of, you know, if you believe in God, then you have to believe in a compassionate God and an understanding God. If you believe in a God that's going to cast you to hell for your sin, then you believe in a God that gives up on his people. And why create people to give up on them? It doesn't make any sense. You know, it's like giving up on your children. You know what I mean? You're not going to give up on your children no matter how bad they get. You're going to fight all you can to help them see the light and make sure that they stay out of trouble and stay away from getting killed out in the streets. So why would God, if it's supposed to be a living God that gave, that sacrificed his only child for us, cast us to hell and give us up to the enemy? No, that doesn't make any damn sense. You know, so I tell people when they look at the stories of Jesus or any of those guys, see them as examples of how we're supposed to be. Jesus apparently was a carpenter who went around fixing things for people, who went around sharing love with people, shared his only fish with the people to feed them all. He wasn't going around with a Bible preaching to people, telling them they're going to go to hell. So if it doesn't tell you that in the Bible, why are you following that? Why are you listening to this preacher in the church that's telling you to only preach things out of the book? And you're reading this book, and this book has so much gibberish that eventually you become crazy, you know, because there's no way that you could understand that. You're going to misinterpret everything that comes out of that book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and I tell the people from church, you know, I'm not downing you. I'm just telling you to open your mind. Don't let yourself be so, you know, programmed and so easily convinced, because they're testing your faith. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's kind of like what we're trying to do with all our different programs, just guide people through experience and by the way we carry ourselves. When kids ask us, how come you don't go to church? I go to church every Sunday. We explain to them because we don't want to divide ourselves. We don't want to go against these people that are Baptist because we chose to go Pentecostal or Catholic.
Oh, that's a good answer.
You know what I mean? That's my friend over there. I don't want to go against my friend. He goes to Baptist church. You know what I mean? I don't want to choose Republican because my friend is a Democrat. You know, he may become confused, or maybe I may be confused if I choose one side or the other, but that is our answer to these kids, you know? And we choose to answer them that way so that way they don't go back home to their parent, telling their parent, oh, you know, David and Michael said that we should do this and that, and now we're messing up the way their parent is teaching them to be, you know? All we're telling them is, hey, we just want to keep an open mind. So maybe they'll choose, Mom, I just want to keep an open mind. You know, let me venture to different churches and see the different stories. You know, because when you look at all these books, yeah. When you read stories about Krishna or Horus or Jesus, they all have the same story. They were all born of a miracle birth. They all had 12 disciples or 12 brothers or 12 cousins, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? And they were all carpenters and did all this stuff. So that just means that everybody was telling you the story in their own translation. You know what I mean? India said it in their way. China said it in their way. But it all came from the same story. Maybe it all came from the Mayans or the Egyptians or the Book of the Dead even, you know. But don't let that, you know, hold you down to one belief. Still venture out and discover things on your own.
And you felt it's all, well, when do you set a limit up the kids? Like the 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, of course, they're not going to kind of grasp the concept.
Oh, believe it or not, these kids are smart as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, and these kids, you know, some of them have been going to church their whole life, you know, so from the age that they can read, and they've been taught to read, you know, from when they were toddlers, they've been learning all this stuff. So they come to you with this like it's memorized, you know what I mean, because they're sponges. They suck it all in. They know more about the Bible than the adults do, just going to Sunday school. You know what I mean? So they ask questions, but again, I don't want to push my belief onto them, so I just tell them
open
mind, you know what I mean? Don't judge the Chinese kid because he believes in Buddha. Imagine you were born in China. Who would you believe in? And right there they scratch their head and they're like, yeah, well, I probably would believe in Buddha because my mom would have taught me about Buddha.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And through that, they can go back to their mom and dad with that answer. You know, Mom, what about if we were Chinese? You know? Is this our first class? Is it 120 yet?
Yeah, 125. Yeah, this is our first class.
Hey, kids, how's it going?
Good.
Good, good, good. How many are you giving me today?
14.
14. All right, that's good. 7 and 7.
You don't have
good
t-shirts,
do you? No, we got to get t-shirts made. Right now we're looking at good prices, you know, trying to find the best price. Somebody told us $6. That's too much for a t-shirt.
You know what I mean?
So,
we're just trying to find a good price where we can buy in bulk and get all the kids wearing our shirts for the program. For now, they just wear the Overtime Houston shirts. Okay.
$2? I wish. I hope that we can find shirts for $2.
And right.
Right. So today, what we wanted to do is we need to get something. Who here goes to art class? You go to art class?
So
I need two of you that go to art class.
Me.
You and you.
Hold on.
Hey, you guys gotta listen for a second. I'm having them go get our supplies first so that we can make our own labels for the plants. Okay? We're all gonna paint in color today and make labels for our plants. Okay? No, I just need two of them to go with Dave. Okay? You gotta make your label for your plant. Not yet. We're gonna pass them out in a little while, but you can pass out the plate. David, can you do me a favor? They're gonna walk into art class and see if they have some. Take one of these with you.
I don't know.
See if they have popsicle sticks and stuff for us to paint or draw with. Some we want to make labels for plants, and we need a popsicle stick to staple here or glue here and stuff to paint with. So they can make labels for plants.
All right. Our class, they know where it's at.
Yeah, these know where it's at. They're going to wait. Yeah, hold on for David. You got to wait for David. Yeah, step without you. Hey, come over here. Get over here. Let them go. It's cool. Go ahead. Now we just need two. All right, you guys come over here.
It's too small.
No,
what are you putting in the place?
We're gonna have to make labels for the plants. The plants the other day, and they basically just use a little paper and put it next to their plants. Is that what it is? But we want to put extra signs. My friend. But it's just to keep them busy. Come here. That's just a map of where I stayed the other day for the weekend. And this newspaper is just so that we don't mess up the table. We're going to put the newspaper, put the plates, and paint.
Bye!
On the plate.
And remember to get your dog off my porch.
And then we'll make staples and organize the garden, guys. What are you doing? I know. And then we're going to fix up the garden. We're going to water, clean it up, and make signs for our plants. Okay?
Yes, sir. Salute.
You guys read newspapers? Yeah? Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we already ate them all.
Yeah, we ate them all.
Turn orange, man. Are you gonna eat that?
I'm gonna You're gonna eat it.
Spicy pepper.
I know lots of basketball. You know that little girl let me. Who is? I have your phone.
You're gonna bite it.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, they're gonna start going crazy. Did you drop something out of your pocket?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, you're going to... Are you really going to eat it?
They ate it. They ate the whole thing.
No.
What?
Did you eat it?
That's not a spicy pepper.
That's
not a spicy pepper.
That's not a spicy one.
That's like one of those.
That's a spicy one?
I don't know.
Smell it. You can smell it if it's spicy.
Yeah, I think
it's probably just smells like pepper.
It's not spicy.
It's not spicy?
No, if it was spicy, it would have smelled like real spicy.
Okay. Okay. Are you going to try it?
I got it.
Oh, my bad. It's okay. Where'd you get this?
All right, we got to... Well, we got to clean up and water.
We got to clean up first.
All right? No, because they don't have... The art teacher's not here today. We got to do our next class will do this.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? What is it? Is that the mint or the pepper?
Mint.
Now, where'd you get it? Let me see. Let me smell it. Yeah, you can eat it. Let me smell.
Eat it.
Oh, you want me to eat it? Are you going to try it with me? I don't know.
Oh, your phone.
Oh, no, it's recording. Hold on. I don't know what it is. Which one is this?
What's up? You're going to take 7.
All right, are you going to try it with me? Go ahead, try it.
Okay, all right. And I think it's more than 7 now. Yeah, it's 14. It's 14. Sure. And then
I don't know.
I think that's the mint. It's kind of minty.
No! Can I try it?
Hey, don't break
go ahead. So here, try it. This piece right here.
Yeah, I'm
here. Actually, it tastes pretty good. It doesn't taste bad. It's like,
what do you got next one?
It's minty. Here, try this one. Which one is that? Try it. I took a bite of it. I ate a piece. It's really good. Minty.
All right, so we stuck with this.
You like it? Yeah, it tastes good, right? It tastes like bubble gum.
I want that.
Or are you going to be able to...
Hey, I'm going to No, I know me.
All right, you can pull me over there, but people, hey, let baby go. But you guys gotta go over there with him and help him clean up. Come on. You gotta get the garden ready next week.
Yes, you go with David.
Are you going with David?
Switch up.
Yes.
All right, you can take him with you that way. That's fine.
I'm going with you.
All right, you can come with me this way.
Come on, man.
This is a lemon. The flower comes out first, and then comes the fruit. After every flower. Oh, that one's bad.
What is that? Yeah, you don't want to eat that.
Old pepper. Just leave it there, because it'll fall, and then the seeds will grow new peppers. Okay?
There's the red ones, it's the hot ones.
You ate the red one?
No,
I didn't eat it. It's a piece of a mint. You want a piece?
I ate it all.
You already tried it?
Yeah, we have all these.
Yeah, it is really good.
All right, so the plants can be better, and then we'll come and water them. Oh, yeah, you can put that on the side over there. Put it over there. All right, so listen up, everybody. Over here, we got to pick up all these leaves out of these containers, so then we can water them. Okay, after we pick up the leaves for a little while, you guys can all take turns watering. Because the leaves suffocate the plant, and it doesn't let it breathe, and they die. Okay?
Oh, these?
Yep. Just the dry ones, all the dry leaves. I'm going to get the trash can.
We're going to take all the brown leaves out. You ready? Yeah, I'm going to put this mint over here so I can save it for later. Be careful.
Yeah, he's like, now you can break your ankle.
Okay, you can have that side. You do that side, and I'll do this one. Yeah, there's a lot. It fell from the tree.
It's okay with green
leaves, Vienna. Yeah, you can leave those ones. Just take the brown ones out.
Backyard in your house?
Yes?
Take a little girl.
Okay. No pulling hair, guys.
Yeah. I almost take it off.
You're almost finished?
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
I'm telling me someone to sit down.
You can sit down. You did a good job. You got them all out. Do you enjoy planting the stuff? Did you like it?
Yeah. You coming tomorrow?
Yes.
And then on every Thursday?
Yes, on Thursdays, right?
Is that Thursday?
Yes, today's Thursday.
Dead.
And then we're going to go
he's
paint
dead.
The sign. Yes, that's dead. You could throw that out.
I'm going to use my
grape. What's your favorite vegetable?
Hey, I was doing that.
You like the banana?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
A snail? You found a snail?
Yeah, I changed it.
You killed him.
Oh, that was so mean.
You're
nasty. Oh, whatever.
No fighting. Come on. We're gonna take the leaves out. Go ahead, pick one. No, not pulling hair.
Come on,
we're gonna clean one. Here, you come with me. Come on. No fighting, guys. Come on, here. Sit next to me, and we're going to take the stuff out. Just take the brown one.
Leave me alone. I found a sock.
Just take them out of the corners. And just throw them over. No, don't take that out yet. because I don't know what it is, and I don't know if it, we're going to get a shovel and we'll plant that one. You're looking for snails? Take the leaves out, and then we'll.
Let's see.
But you gotta leave. You gotta leave the animals there, the snails and the bugs.
Why?
Who said animals? You gotta leave the bugs there. They're good for the garden. Go ahead, just, oh no, don't you do it, I see you, don't you do it, I see you, I caught you, I caught you. Just take the, go ahead, take the leaves out, don't throw dirt. We're almost finished and then we're going to paint and make the signs, okay?
Paint?
Yeah, we're gonna paint on the plates and label each vegetable. And then we're going to water the stuff. No, don't throw the dirt, leave the dirt in there. Actually, that's a very good idea to mix it up. That's a good idea. Good job.
Who's Gary?
My snail. Your snail's name is Gary?
My snail.
You named them?
No, she copied that from SpongeBob.
From SpongeBob? Did you get all your leaves out? Cool.
I found one, Candy. From Jimmy. No.
Oh, man. You got it? Good job. You're doing a really good job. What's your name?
Oh.
Good job. Your name is what? You said cat? Nice.
Look on the shirt.
What's your shirt say?
Says Armani.
What's your name?
Cat.
Cat? Oh, she said you're a cat.
It's Catherine for Cotton. It's not my middle name. You have Michelle. You don't know my other name. You have no other name.
Yes, I do.
Nickname is Cash. I'm not talking about that. I have four names.
You're
about my dad.
You have four names?
I ain't lying.
Who painted this? You guys did?
Yeah.
You guys made the rock?
I said, Catherine Michelle, so I got a snake.
Good job. Yours is really good.
Yes.
I know. My hands are dirty too. Look. Oh, that's a really good job. You did a good job. You did a good job, too.
You smell it, right?
You did really good.
Look.
What kind of bug?
That was green.
Oh, man. A green bug?
Oh,
I don't know what kind of bug that is. Do you have to use the bathroom on the taker?
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on, so we can take well, the ones that want to go at the same time.
Okay.
You, who, you come back and say they want
to go to the bathroom. Who has to go to the bathroom? All right, come on, girls.
All right.
You got to go, too?
Hold on. Hey.
Hold on, right. Wait for me.
You can't go first. Come here, hold on, wash your hands first before you go to the building.
Let's wash our hands. I gotta wash my hands too.
You got water?
You gotta wash your hands. They're going to use the bathroom, so they're washing their hands.
Wait, Michael. They might not look dirty, but they are.
All right,
yes,
wait up,
they're
okay?
Everywhere.
I have to go before you, okay?
The blood blends in with me.
All right.
You can't see.
Okay, ready?
You can't see the girl.
Look at my
shoe.
Yeah, he's gonna have to. Okay, ready? Whose phone is that? Is that your phone?
No.
Their phone?
Stop!
Don't come in here.
That's from my
head. Are you gonna take him into the bathroom or?
The bathroom?
Yeah. Okay. You have to use the rest of the bathroom? Okay. Yeah.
All right.
They got it.
Go ahead, guys. Go to the bathroom. Huh? No, we're going to spray them in later.
Who
a bottle. I think your phone is on. Well, that might even be water, because this tree holds water.
They can't hear you.
Say cheese.
Hey, hold on, bro. What you doing, bro? You tripping, man.
That's the third time he did it. He got me three times. He got me.
Now, I'm going to tell you, Mama. Let me tell you.
All right, start picking up the leaves. Look, the dead leaves.
Hey!
Radio. We are live right now in Miami in Overtown at the Youth Center. It's Chef for Teens, the event. The kids are planting peppers. I don't know. We got a whole bunch of stuff over here. Bananas, banana peppers, mint, star fruit.
No, I got to wait on them to get back to water over there. Whoever was with me, they're gonna
I got you. Which one you water? That one?
My
Hold on. All right, and between the both of you,